Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm talking music off the air. I want to recommend the documentary on Epics about Laurel Canyon.
Oh, that looks interesting, but I don't get the Epic.
I got it. This is what sucks about everything now when it comes to TV. Because you and I have been, I think we've been proven right about this. Everybody thought they could cut the cord and get over. And I realize Apple TV is only $5, but I do want to get that eventually. But I have DirecTV because of, and I'm switching now to Direct. I'm staying with DirecTV, but I'm moving over. And the guy goes, "Hey, you want to go to cable?" I said, "No, because I like football and I want to watch. I need to have the package." Yeah. So I got DirecTV for that. I have every movie channel. Apparently, I didn't have Epics, and I kept seeing these ads in Rolling Stone and other magazines, Laurel Canyon documentary. I'm thinking, only available on Epics, so I'm screwed. So I get Epics, and I watch it. And every time I see something I want to watch, it's on some platform. I have no idea where it's at, and I'm figuring it out because Puss is helping me. But it's like it adds to the bill. It adds to the bill. It adds to the bill. It's just crazy. It's just crazy because we like to consume a lot of things, and I don't play video games. And so my bills are just ridiculous, you know?
Well, it gets out of hand quick.
It gets out of hand.
It's to the point where you just have to resign to yourself.
You're going to spend a lot of money on it.
Well, you're just not going to be able to see everything.
That too. I know. That too. But also, that makes me...
I just can't.
And that's what kind of sucks. I realized the options are so much better than they were 30 years ago and 20 years ago. But at least in those days, if something was on TV, you turn your TV on and you got it.
You knew where to go.
If you had basic cable and the movie channels, you could get it. But now you're right. There's not just Apple TV. There's Quibi. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, I saw a promo on TV for some show called on Quibi called The Fugitive, and it's got Kiefer Sutherland in it, kind of in a Jack Bauer type of role. And I go, well, that kind of looks cool, but I'm not going to get that service.
Well, it was funny. Quibi, it's called Quibi. Yeah. I wanted to watch this trailer for, and I click on the Quibi on Twitter, and it won't. You can only watch the trailer if you download and get it.
Yeah,
it teases you. You hit trailer, you hit the play button, and it goes through the ad. You got to buy it.
I'm out. Peacock service.
Peacock.
Mr. Skin just showed us on Monday. There's some cool shows on there. I'm not gonna buy it because I've got all these other ones.
We could never see some of the shows you want to see.
You just can't.
You can't.
You can't keep up with everything.
There's
too many outlets.
But we all like to cherry pick certain shows we want to watch, and some are just not available. You can't watch it. You know.
Well, it's frustrating when you already sign up for like 10 things.
Thank
and like,
you.
Oh, this is the 11th one. You're like, man.
It is.
When's it enough?
It's nickel and diming you, and it pisses me off after a while.
But some of those things, the nice thing is like you know, some of the stuff from HBO and Showtime and stuff eventually makes its way to Netflix.
Eventually.
And you can get at it.
No, but they're also having their own stuff now.
Yeah.
And they're not selling it to other places.
Like Shameless.
Okay.
Shameless is on Showtime.
I dropped the S-bomb. Yeah, Shameless is on Netflix now.
But it's on Netflix as well, you know.
But then by then I forget. I do forget.
True.
Yeah, but if you don't have satellite or cable and want to watch live sports, you got to get like Sling TV.
Right.
I have YouTube TV. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a streaming cable package.
And is there any live sports on Hulu?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did that when I'm on the lady on the phone with the DirecTV lady. I said, "Listen, well, I got you here since we're moving." I said, she goes, "Well, you've been a member for decades with us. At least a couple decades." I said, "Yeah." I said, "How about hooking me up?" And she gave me $40 off or something like that. I said, "Jesus, thanks."
And that and that lasts for like 6 months.
Yeah, it's a year, she said.
Yeah.
But apparently I got to call back to get that $40 off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to keep calling.
So can't we just do that now?
That's a fun conversation.
Right.
No, hey, remember when you gave me that discount before? What about again? They're like, "Why?"
This, by the way, is easy to get, what we're doing here. And we're not going to charge you for it.
No.
It's free on the radio. It's free on the podcast.
We wouldn't feel right about that.
And you don't even have to, it doesn't even cost money to do any of that stuff.
But every
so that's
6 months.
That drives me crazy. This is a free entertainment.
Right. My DirecTV jumps up like $70.
I know.
And because my coupon runs out.
Yeah. That's why DirecTV will never let the NFL go. They will shell so much money to keep the NFL. Because if they ever let the NFL go, I'm gone.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm back to cable.
That's the reason I hang on.
Yep.
But I get a little aggravated because I bought the sports package. And, you know, some of those Fox Sports regional ones.
Right.
But many of them don't come up. Like, I can't watch the Twins.
I know.
For whatever reason, Fox Sports Northwest. Well,
they probably wondering why you want to watch them. Another good, I know.
But I can watch.
I know, you're right.
I can watch the Yankees on
Yes
TV.
Don't understand it.
Yeah. I think that just depends on what the contract is that the Twins signed.
They're all laughing.
With their local.
They're all laughing in the bank. But he's not in the blackout area. Omaha's not in the Minneapolis blackout area.
No.
So you should better watch the Twins.
No, and when I get the note that, oh, this is blacked out in your area, oh, but we can't find it anywhere else. What the hell?
I wonder if they'll do that now with no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't sell it out, so you can't watch it. Like Green Bay announced no fans for two games, probably longer.
Yeah, probably for the rest of the season. Yeah.
I think those benches only, rest.
College football is going to be no fans.
Right. The only NFL team that had to deal with that on a regular basis was Jacksonville.
Jacksonville,
would
right.
not sell out.
Right,
so consequently,
right.
they would black the game out.
Right.
Well, then they just got smart and they like tarped off a bunch of seats
right.
and said, oh, well, those aren't for sale.
Right.
Those don't count towards the sellout.
Right.
Yeah, because they want it on TV.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You're familiar with Newman.
Newman.
On Seinfeld.
Wayne Knight?
Yeah.
Wayne Knight. You might also remember him from
checking out
Third
Sharon
Rock
Stone's
the Sun,
vagina.
Jurassic Park? Yeah, Jurassic Park
or Black Cloud or Rat Race.
When he's sweating looking at Sharon Stone's vagina.
As you would.
Yes, you would.
It's Wayne Knight's birthday today. It is also Bruce Dickinson's birthday of Iron Maiden.
They have nothing in common. This is going to be great and tough.
Who's older, Wayne Knight, Newman, or Bruce Dickinson?
Dickinson is probably 65, 66.
Or Iron Maiden's pilot.
Yeah. He's also
He's
pilot.
Both. That's the craziest thing.
Lead singer and pilot.
Hey, great show. Buckle up, guys. We're taking off.
Dickinson's probably 66, 67. Wayne Knight, I'll say Wayne Knight is older, and I don't have any reason to say that, but I'm just,
this is
what I'm really taking a
this
guess
This is
on.
A shot in the dark,
yes,
man.
Yes, it is. It's a complete shot in the dark.
But most of them aren't. Most
is
of
that
we,
a Maiden song?
Yeah.
Should be.
Oh, man.
I'm going with Wayne Knight.
I'm with you.
I'm going Dickinson.
Wayne Knight.
Okay. It's a total guess. Mm-hmm. Nick could have a solo hit here.
Or a crushing defeat.
Let's hope.
We'll find out.
Wayne Knight is 65 today.
I like it.
Bruce Dickinson is 62 today.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Bruce. I made you older, man.
A solo crushing loss. Yeah.
Yes. 3 years.
If I'd have known Wayne Knight was 65.
Like a weighted loss.
Yeah. See, that
tough
one.
That's a tough one.
Right. Usually I just go a year or so. But since those two were so far, you know, you just don't think of those two guys.
At all. So
yeah,
you can do 3 years with those guys.
Nothing.
Yeah. Because even look-wise, you can't tell. Wayne Knight has looked like an old man his whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
And Dickinson was the second singer in Iron Maiden, obviously, when they kicked in. He was a little younger than the other guys, I guess.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that.
And by a couple years.
Too late. You lost. Yeah. Ha-ha.
We all lost.
No. Nick lost.
No, Wayne. You said Wayne Knight was older. Oh, you said Dickinson. We won.
Yeah.
That's right.
We won. He
Jesus.
Lost.
I just got to stop sniffing glue during the break.
Would
not
you like
today.
Another shot at a loss?
That was a crushing loss. I'm sorry.
You can have another shot at a loss if
sure.
you want to.
I'm 1-0. I'll go with it. Let's go again. Let's
who's taller?
Ooh. Oh,
no. Bruce Dickinson or Wayne
Knight?
Knight.
Short.
I don't think either one are tall.
Yeah.
I would have no earthly idea who's their height.
Just from
either one.
Just from personal experience, rock stars are always shorter than you think.
Yeah, that's why I'd probably go Wayne Knight.
I'm not because I remember.
But Wayne Knight looks pretty short too.
Seinfeld's even taller than Wayne Knight. If you watch them all standing there together.
Yeah, I want to say Dickinson.
I'm going to say Dickinson's probably about my size.
Wayne Knight.
I'm riding this out with Dickinson.
Bush is right. I don't think Dickinson is. I think when he kind of squats a lot and he walks around running around. He doesn't look that tall.
But
and he's not that tall.
But Wayne Knight's pretty short.
I'm with Dickinson.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bruce Dickinson. But
what do you got?
Probably winning at 5'7".
I'm
going to
stick with Dickinson.
What about you?
I'm going to go Wayne Knight.
Okay.
Just because rock stars are short.
But Wayne Knight's short.
Wayne Knight is 5'7".
Could be close.
Yeah.
Could be close.
Oh, God.
It's very close.
It's 5'6 or 5'8 then, right?
Yeah. Bruce Dickinson is 5'6".
Oh!
Yes. Damn it.
Todd's 2-0. Todd's 2-0.
Damn it.
Oh, Nick is 0-2. Nick, you suck, Nick.
Yeah, this sucks.
Where's the ketamine, man?
Exactly.
Nick's going to need it.
I'm going to find a K-hole.
Going into the weekend, 0-2, Nick is going to suck.
1-1 just feels weird.
It's kissing your sister.
Oh, it feels better than 0-2.
Or kissing your mom.
Yeah, we don't mind.
No, I don't mind that.
Yeah, but at least you're defined as a failure.
I know.
At 1-1,
yeah,
we're just
like
1-1. We're somewhere in the middle.
I don't like
1-1. You
know? Bruce Dickinson, you're 5'6", you midget.
Sorry, sitting on a phone book while he's flying the plane?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's short.
Seriously, though, I've met a lot of rock stars. They're all short.
Yeah.
They're all short. James Hetfield's the only one I've met who was even close to my height.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach, tall.
Yes, he was.
He's tall.
He was tall, yes. Still is.
Craig and I were looking over a list of tall rock guys. The tallest rock guys.
I don't remember that.
Oh, they're out there.
That was about a month ago.
They're out there.
But in general.
No wonder I know.
Sebastian Bach was on there. He's no longer with us, but Tom Scholz of Boston.
He was tall as hell.
Was on there. He was like 6'5".
Right. Who's no longer with us?
Tom Scholz?
No, he's alive.
Oh, he is.
You're thinking of the singer.
I'm thinking of Bradley Delp.
Bradley Delp's dead.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, you had me there for a second. Yeah. Sorry.
Huh? What? Mr. Deadpool freaked out. Right.
Tom Scholz dead? What?
Take him off the draft board.
Right.
And Sebastian Bach is completely unrecognizable if he's sitting down.
Yeah.
As we found out.
Right. Yeah, a lot of guys said, I don't know, who Danny Carey. Oh, he's Tool. The guy from
Drummer.
Tool is 6'5".
Drummer.
Mick Fleetwood is 6'6".
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, he's tall.
Jim Root of Slipknot and Stone Sour. I don't know what he plays.
Guitar player.
6'6". Yeah. Pete Steele of Type O Negative is 6'8".
Good Lord.
Speaking of music, Ryder's trainer goes to him, hey, tell your dad Foo Fighters rock. And he goes, yeah, he said something about Foo Fighters. I said, oh, he's a listener. That's cool. I said, well, I'll tell him that. I just do that to piss off puss. And so he told him that. And he goes, yeah, those guys give him a lot of crap.
Yeah. You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'll confess this to Nick, that I used to think that Kiss was quite overrated.
Oh, Kiss is great.
Until I heard Cold Gin 3 times during my trip last week. What a great road trip
show. Oh, it was just last week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great
show. Yeah.
It would pop up just about every time I got in the truck.
They're a great band.
You know it always will be.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Let's break out the Cold Gin.
Well, I will give them credit for... their theatrical concerts.
Oh, they're great.
Absolutely.
It's
a great show. Love the show.
They didn't invent concert theater, but they did a good job of it.
I'm not a huge fan like Nick, but you should see them at least once.
Oh, yeah.
You got
absolutely.
You really should see Kiss at least once.
And I definitely don't celebrate their entire catalog.
No, you don't.
There's some bad. A friend of mine has been listening almost exclusively to the
God
Grateful
Gave
Dead.
Rock and Roll is the worst song ever written, I think.
I think that's so cheesy. It kind of pushes through and becomes like I can't.
I'll give you that. It's so cheesy. It makes me laugh when I hear it. That's true. That's true.
And when Paul Stanley pledges allegiance, like just verbally to rock and roll at the end.
You knew who hates God is Biden.
Oh, that's what I hear.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's against God.
He's powerless.
A devout Catholic, by the way.
I love the phrase. Because this has never come out of a human mouth before. And
he's not human.
Yeah, it doesn't really
count
as
coming out of a... He's a cult member. He's an idiot.
But hurt...
Cult leader.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a couple
of weeks... He's just swinging wildly now.
Right.
He doesn't like Jesus Christ.
The guy is walking Mad Lib. Hurt the Bible? Who's ever uttered that phrase?
Well, it's a physical...
Shifting production to Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand.
Here's another thing I'll give him credit for, though.
What?
Because he's...
Talking to morons?
He's good at phonics. If you look at... Thailand. It looks like Thailand.
No, if you're an idiot.
Right. If you're just learning,
we've all said the word Thailand our whole lives.
Third grade remedial reading, which I can.
And you correct your kid in fourth grade and say, listen, that's called Thailand.
And if you're using phonics and you see Yosemite, it looks like Yosemite.
That's not credit, Todd. That's stupid. We're not lowering the bar for the leader of the free world. Which is Angela Merkel, by the way. It's Angela Merkel.
The other...
but yeah, we do. Of course, we have lowered the bar, right? Yeah.
The other phrase
it's very low.
I recall...
it's very low.
Augie Smith was fascinated by this when I think it was the Portland police shoved down a protester, an old guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that guy said, he fell harder than he was pushed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But that's another great phrase that has never come out of a...
Right.
Well, still hasn't come out of a human mouth.
Right.
Because it comes out of his ass. Fell harder than he was pushed and hurt the Bible.
Which makes me just think about International Beer Day and the top 25 most commonly used recreational drugs in America.
Let's do more of those.
Yeah.
Let's just... I mean, I'm serious. Let's do more of those.
And we'll go over the list.
Please.
Lay them out.
Right.
I'll try one of those, one of those.
We're at number 19 now.
Right. Would you like to go over the first six quickly?
Yeah. Sure.
At number 25, let's see here. It was ketamine, of the most commonly used recreational drugs in America. Oxymorphone at 24, that's an opioid. DMT at 23, a hallucinogen. Soma, a tranquilizer at 22. Methadone, an opioid at 21. People take that to get off the heroin. And at number 20, Ativan.
Nick, how many of those you do?
A sedative.
Because you tried...
What was the last one?
Ativan.
Ativan.
You've done that.
Okay, so have you done...
I think that's the only one. I haven't done the DMT.
Okay. I thought you did ketamine. Oh, you didn't do ketamine.
No,
you knew guys who went to the K-hole, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look like fun.
Where's that in your body, by the way, the K-hole?
You know.
It's around back.
Right next to the A-hole.
Yeah. Everything's in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Oh, wow. A lot of holes, man.
Wow. How many holes is that? No waiting.
26.
No, he's only got up to K.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he said, I just assume the whole alphabet is there.
No. Yeah, K is 10, according to my quick calculation there.
Good enough. I couldn't have come up with that.
10 holes, no waiting.
Morphine is at number 19 on the list of the 25 most commonly used
recreational. Well, we've all had that, but not recreational. I've had, I had an operation
it's 11.
Once.
It's a great...
I don't think I have had morphine.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I've had that.
I've thought I would like
to. Oh, yeah. They filled me full of that.
Well, I had it for an operation.
Yeah, it was right after my first knee surgery.
Yeah.
What happened?
Tell me later.
They won't give you enough.
No, you're right. It stops. You keep pushing. They go, ding, ding, ding. You can't do that.
Yeah, they won't give you enough.
Yeah, they don't.
That's what happens.
I remember that guy walking in. I said, that's singing. He goes, well, you pushed it too much for this hour.
No, I didn't.
Well, give me another one.
I said, no, I didn't. I said, no, I didn't. Somebody else must have.
I'm over here kicking freaking cancer's ass. Give me some more morphine.
I got it too, yeah. Mine wasn't cancer, but that was a major operation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, if it hurts, it hurts. Give me more morphine.
Right.
That's at number 19. At number 18 is buprenorphine. That's an opioid. I believe people, if I'm not mistaken, people might use that for weaning themselves off other things.
Got it.
I'm not sure.
Not going to try
it. Haven't tried it.
Yeah, doesn't sound fun. Heroin at number 17, though. That's of the most 25 commonly used drugs.
Yeah. Nobody here's tried that.
No, I haven't.
Don't want to.
And I'm
that's
glad.
A big leap.
It's a good thing I haven't. That's one of those I fear I would fall into the hole.
Oh, yeah. I think you could do that quick.
Yeah, that Laurel Canyon documentary. I can't remember who they were talking to, but they said, oh, I'm going to smoke a little heroin because I can all of a sudden, bang, they were shooting it, right?
Yeah, I fear heroin because I know me.
Yeah.
Yeah, younger days, if I tried it, I might have really liked it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And even now, I'm afraid to try it.
I hope so.
My son was accusing my daughter of being on drugs the other day. She said, I'm not on drugs, and I'll never put needles in my arm. Yeah. Like, well, wait, like, that's the only thing you're going to rule out? The needle in your arm? Like, that's,
let's sit down with
let's
Dad
rule
here.
Out some more things here.
Yeah. Let me show you how else you can do drugs.
Yeah. Get my bag.
You don't have to just shoot him up. Ambien is at number 16 on the list.
Never tried that, but that's pretty...
Oh, that's the sleeping.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. And...
Yeah. Dangerous, too.
Yeah, and something that Tyler has tried is at number 15, Valium.
Oh, yeah, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. That
was for dental stuff I had done, yeah. That's good drug.
They gave me one of those before the vasectomy, and I am hard-pressed to describe the effects. I can't tell you.
Anyhow, it depends on
the dose.
The dose, man. You need to.
I can't say that I felt any effects.
Oh,
of it.
Man.
Did you have any alcohol with it?
No.
You're not supposed to.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Don't.
Then.
No, I was out.
But did it just make you sleepy?
No.
I fell asleep in the dental chair while they were drilling my face. That's how.
I hate when you fall asleep.
That's what Ativan can do. Well, I'm faking it. I'm faking it with you, Craig.
Wake up, dude.
I'm asleep over here. You see me looking at one eye. I always sleep with one eye open.
Give me the old one eye.
Valium's great.
Yeah, I thought I would feel. I thought I would feel something with the Valium, and I had nothing.
Yeah, I think they gave me some Valium for a long flight once.
I took everything they gave me. One.
I know, they should have gave you
one
more.
One single pill.
They should have gave you more. Right.
You'll have to snort it next time, puss.
Maybe that's it.
Doc Mina is going to love.
Excuse me, Doc. I'll be right back. Let me just take this pill in the other room for a sec.
Yeah. Let me point out to Doc Mina, if she's listening, Craig is merely reporting a list of the top 25 most used recreational drugs.
Well, she will be listening to the podcast for sure, but we are actually talking about doing these drugs. And that'll piss her off.
But we're also encouraging you not to do those drugs while we talk about doing those drugs.
Well, no. The Valium for the surgery and the morphine for the surgery were necessary.
Yeah, that was
no, we don't use
prescribed.
Do not use these recreationally.
I would use Valium recreationally if I had it.
Don't do drugs, kid.
See, that's the stuff she's going to get mad at. When you say stuff like that, she's going to get mad.
She's usually yelling at you guys more about drugs than me. So
That's going to change next time.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.